Ever heard about those garage sale finds that turn out to be like priceless masterpieces? We're going deep on one of those stories today. Two paintings snagged for a steal at 60 bucks each. Turns out they were worth almost a million.
Yeah, that's the Estate of Nelson v. Rice case. Really makes you think twice about that whole one person's trash saying, huh?
Totally. So we're diving into the legal nitty-gritty here. What happens when you make a deal without knowing the real value of what you're dealing with?
It all starts with Martha Nelson's estate needing to sell her stuff. They bring in an appraiser, but here's the thing.
Oh, there's always a thing in these cases, right?
Right. So she's upfront about it, says, look, I'm not qualified to assess fine art.
And they just went ahead anyway.
They did. Sale goes on, and Carl Rice, our lucky buyer, walks away with those two paintings, 60 bucks a pop.
Wow, what a score, unknowingly.
Right. Well, later, Rice gets them authenticated. Turns out they're original works by Martin Johnson Head, big name in American art. His $120 investment, boom, over 900,000 at auction.
I'm already feeling for the estate. So they sued, right? Tried to get the sale reversed.
Yep. Their arguments, mutual mistake and unconscionability.
Okay, break those down for me. Starting with mutual mistake. Like, both sides messed up.
Well, it's a bit more nuanced than that. It has to be a mistake about something essential to the agreement. Like, imagine we agree on a rare antique car, but it's actually a total clunker. We both thought it was something it wasn't.
Okay. So in this case, the estate was aware they didn't have all the info about the paintings.
Exactly. The court called it conscious ignorance,
Right.
basically saying you can't cry foul if you chose not to find out.
You take a risk. Kind of like buying a house without an inspection.
Perfect analogy. And that's what the court said. The estate gambled. Didn't know the painting's true value, but went ahead anyway.
All right, but what about that huge price gap? That's got to be relevant, right?
That's where unconscionability comes in. They're saying this deal is so unfair it can't stand. But it's not just about getting a bad deal. It has to be way beyond that, some serious unfairness.
So buyer's remorse doesn't cut it, huh?
Not quite. The court pointed out the estate set the price themselves. Rice just paid what they asked. Nothing shady about that.
Classic buyer beware situation, it sounds like.
In a way, yeah. This case shows how important it is to do your homework, especially with potentially high-value items. The law wants to keep things predictable. If you could undo deals just because of a better price later on, it would be chaos.
So they tried to appeal the decision. Did that work out for them?
Nope. Court basically said, you snooze, you lose. Had their chance to make those arguments earlier and didn't.
Tough break. Really highlights why you got to bring your A game from the start.
For sure. In legal cases, you can't just spring things up later. Gotta lay it all out up front.
Okay, so estate made some mistakes. Rice got lucky. End of story.
Well, hold on a sec. Remember that appraiser? The one who said she wasn't qualified for fine art?
Yeah.
What if she had recognized those paintings? Like, saw they were potentially valuable, but the estate just ignored her.
That's interesting. We talked about conscious ignorance before. But if they were specifically warned, that changes things, right?
Totally. We'd be in willful blindness territory then, maybe even recklessness. It's not just not knowing, it's actively choosing to ignore.
Oh, so that's a whole different ball game legally,
Just a
right?
bet. Think back to mutual mistake. Now it's not mutual anymore, only the estate is really mistaken while Rice is acting in good faith.
So it's less of a shared oops and more like the estate being shady.
Yeah, good way to put it. And it could even make that unconscionability argument stronger. It's not just a bad deal, it's a deal made under false pretenses.
Wow. So just that one detail, the appraiser's warning could have totally flipped the case. Crazy how even small things can have big legal consequences.
It really does. And it shows how important it is to be upfront and honest in contracts. No hiding information or hoping the other side won't notice.
It's like those stories where people accidentally throw away priceless antiques. Heartbreaking, but legally, if there's no deception, they're probably out of luck.
It's a tough balance, right? The law wants to protect buyers who are acting in good faith, but also be fair when someone makes a real mistake. Not always a simple answer.
So, Estate of Nelson v. Rice is definitely a lesson in knowing your stuff. But this hypothetical situation adds a whole other layer of complexity.
It makes you think about the ethics involved, not just the legal stuff.
Right. So back to the actual outcome. Court sided with Rice, even though it kind of seems like the estate got a raw deal.
They did. And that decision really shows how important stability and predictability are in contracts. Upholding the sale means honoring agreements even when one side gets super lucky.
A deal's a deal, right? Might not always feel fair, but upholding contracts keeps things stable in the marketplace, which is good for everyone in the long run. What are the key takeaways for our listeners, especially those in legal or business settings?
Don't just assume things will work out. Always verify. Do your homework. Get an expert opinion. Read the fine print. Document everything.
Great advice. Navigating contracts can be tricky. Any last words of wisdom before we wrap up?
What you don't know can hurt you, especially if you chose not to find out.
This whole thing makes you think, though. It wasn't just a random sale between two people.
How so?
Well, we're talking about an estate here, right?
Right.
Which means there were beneficiaries, people who were supposed to inherit from Martha Nelson. Did the estate do right by them?
Ah, I see what you mean. There's a bigger responsibility there, for sure. It's not just about the buyer and seller. The estate has to manage the assets responsibly, act in the best interest of those beneficiaries, and selling potentially valuable paintings for peanuts. Well, that doesn't really seem to fit, does it?
It feels like a big oversight, especially since they knew they didn't have a fine art expert involved.
Exactly. The court focused on the contract itself between the estate and Rice. But you gotta wonder, did the estate really fulfill their duties? Could they have done more to figure out the real value of those paintings, maybe sought out more expertise, even if it meant delaying the sale?
Yeah, so sometimes doing the bare minimum just isn't enough.
Yeah.
Especially when you're dealing with other people's inheritance.
No doubt about it. And this case is a wake-up call for anyone handling estates or anything similar. Be transparent, be thorough, don't cut corners. When in doubt, get a lawyer involved. Someone who knows estates inside and out. Better safe than sorry.
Man, this deep dive really shows how a simple garage sale can turn into a legal maze.
It's a wild one, for sure. We covered conscious ignorance, the importance of understanding risk in contracts, even touched on the ethics of it all.
The law aims for fairness, but there aren't always easy answers.
True that. And for our listeners, especially those in the legal field, remember, due diligence, transparency, ethical conduct, those are your guiding stars. Doesn't matter if it's a $1 million deal or a simple contract, those values always matter.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And on that note, we're wrapping up this episode of The Deep Dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking those tough questions, and keep diving deep.